Hey, 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 I'm Khalila Reynolds, and welcome to another live edition of Taking Stock. We're bringing you all the latest business news and telling you how it will affect you and your money. And remember, of course, to head over to my website at khalilareynolds.com/newsletter as soon as you have a chance, and you're going to get my newsletter straight to your inbox twice a week. Also reminding you to hit that like button, guys, and subscribe to the channel. And of course, let me know in the chat right now where you're joining us from. Now, here's a look at what's coming up in tonight's show, followed by what's hot in business. And come on, let's get this, what? Money! iCreate has acquired Ideas Execution Limited. They're also dabbling in real estate development with a digital wellness hub for the chalet. And they've launched Kintyre Holdings. We'll talk to the man with the vision, CEO Tyrone Wilson. And the analysts weigh in on the latest market developments. 500,000 jobs have been added to the U.S. economy. How has this impacted Jamaica? We'll discuss.
But first, here's What's Hot, brought to you by JMMB Group, your best interest at heart.
Investment firm Stocks and Securities Limited has been barred from trading online. The company is at the center of a massive fraud investigation after billions were reported. In an email, the Jamaica Stock Exchange said that trading activities through SSL have been suspended until further notice. It said all transactions should be processed by contacting SSL directly. The company had previously been restricted from conducting any trading activities without the oversight of the Financial Services Commission. The multi-billion dollar fraud, which has affected some 40 investors, including Olympian Usain Bolt, has garnered international interest. The U.S.-based Federal Bureau of Investigation has been called in to assist. Real estate investment company First Rock has taken a majority stake in the Jamaican arm of the international real estate brand Century 21. The acquisition will see the formation of First Rock Century Holdings Limited. First Rock has not revealed the cost of the acquisition or its percentage ownership. Century 21 has operated in Jamaica for over 30 years under the leadership of businesswoman Deborah Cumming. According to First Rock, the partnership will help the company expand its reach locally and in the region. First Rock reportedly already has its eyes on expanding the Century 21 brand in the Caribbean. EdTech company 1&1 has finalized an agreement with the U.S.-based Community Systems Foundation to expand its national digital education ecosystem across the Caribbean. CSF is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the sustainable development of communities. Using IT. The system combines 1&1's learning management system and the CSF-designed Open Education Management Information System software. The platform allows the full digital integration of a country's education system. The Bahamian government already uses it. According to 1&1, the finalized agreement will enable the company to offer the software across the region. Dollar Financial has inked its second partnership in as many weeks. The company recently announced a partnership with Exclusive Travel Deals. The deal will see Dollar providing Jamaican customers with up to 75% financing to cover their travel expenses. The customers will have 4 to 6 months to repay. Last week, Dollar announced its partnership with Fossrich to provide up to 90% financing to customers looking to buy solar equipment. The International Monetary Fund...
Come back to me.
The global economy is still expected to decline in 2023, but at a slower rate. In its latest reports, the IMF said global growth is expected to fall from 3.4% in 2022 to 2.9% this year. This is up from its October estimate of 2.7%. The agency said it's cautiously optimistic, as the latest downward trend in inflation suggests that inflation may have peaked in 2022. It also predicted global inflation.
So we're having some technical difficulties with the segment there with What's Hot in Business. We almost got through it. That was actually the last story, but our apologies for those technical issues. It happens sometimes, unfortunately, but you got kind of the gist of what's hot in business this week. So we're going to head straight into our main discussion, and it's about iCreate. Funny enough, just yesterday, somebody booked me up and they're like, wow, I'm going with iCreate. What's going on with all these acquisitions? And them I do this and them I do that. I'm like, okay. And then yesterday evening, I just happened to book up Tyrone, who it was his birthday. He shares a birthday with Bob Marley. And here we are today talking about iCreate once again. So iCreate, as you saw in the intro, has acquired Ideas Execution Limited. They're also, well, I'm not sure if this is iCreate or if this is Tyrone, dabbling in real estate, developing a digital wellness hub for the Chalet. They've also launched Kintyre Holdings, and they are now signaling that they're ready to move from the junior market to the main market of the JSC. So let's talk to the man with the plan, and that is Tyrone Wilson, the CEO. Hi, Tyrone. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Have you recovered from the birthday celebrations?
This 8 o'clock interview is not making it any better.
Well, I'm glad that you could make it still.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
All right, so a lot to talk about since the last time you've been on the program. You guys are moving at light speed with, you know, many things that you're up to. So let's get into the updates, starting with, I think the most recent thing was the acquisition of Ideas Execution Limited. So first of all, tell us what that company is and why iCreate has decided to acquire it.
Well, we haven't finalized the acquisition as yet. We signed the sales agreement with Kevin Fritt and his team, and we're pretty much working through the details of how we would complete the acquisition. You know, the mixture of shares and cash and so forth are being worked through. And of course, we'd have to know put that to our shareholders for vote. So we're going to have an EGM pretty soon where, you know, we'll put more details around that. But Ideas Execution is a solid company. It fits within the iCreate brand, the iCreate group of company. It's a branding, marketing and execution company, and they serve a critical element of the market, which is really, when you look at a Campari Group, Ryan Nevy and other brands such as those, majority of their sales come through wholesales and bars, right? And we know that Jamaica has a very strong, for example, bar network. And Ideas Execution a few years back, through its founder, Kevin, came up with this grand idea of, providing trade marketing services for brands through those channels. And it's similar, like if you're going to a supermarket, for example, and you see the branding, the trade marketing activities and so forth, Kevin decided to serve this segment of the market that is pretty much underserved. So, companies would sell through bars, they will sell through wholesale, but they really have no way of tracking, what bars sell what. They don't know how to launch out the product, they don't have data. And so this business has pretty much formalized that entire segment. So it's a very good company, led by Kevin. Ideas Execution is in Kingston, Jamaica, now in terms of its head office, but service the entire 14 parishes with its partners. Company has just expanded into Trinidad and about to open shop in Guyana, and we have about 10 other markets within the Caribbean on our radar, with a plan to do another 3 this year. So it's on a very aggressive growth path, the company, and you know, we see it as a strategic fit. Kevin, as the founder of the company, has, you know, taken on some.
Hey, before you go any further, Tyrone, because I do want to talk about the strategic fit and how the synergies that you have with iCreate. I just want some clarity about Idea's execution, because you mentioned a few things that they do: marketing, branding, and something about deals with like Campari and these other major brands. Yes. So what exactly is it? Just pinpoint for me, what do they do? Do they print the things? Do they make the deals with the companies? How does it work?
So it's a combination. So, you know, it's marketing and branding services. So it's a combination of projects that are executed through that, right? A simple way to put it is when you're traveling across Jamaica and you see those bars that are branded, let's say Rare Neville, Campari, all of those are executed by Idea's execution.
And when you say executed, you mean they do the printing and they put it on the bar?
Or if it's a painting, they have the whole creative team that does that. You know, they have the 3D mock-up, pitch it to the client, the client accepts, then they go ahead and do that execution. And then they also do the branding in these bars and wholesales, for example, the sign branding.
So it's not far from what Visual Vibe does, the other company that you've recently acquired.
Pretty much.
Except that Visual Vibe does it on digital billboards.
Right. Yeah. So it's a lot of trade marketing activities too within that segment.
Well, we have our first question coming from Philip. What Philip really wants to know is Idea's execution profitable?
Definitely. I won't speak about like the profit level as yet, but the company earns in excess of $250 million in revenues annually. So, you know, very strong business, growing, good contracts from major blue chip brands, long-term contracts and so forth.
And so how long has this acquisition been in the works, and when do you expect to finalize?
Well, Kevin and I have been talking about it last year, you know, but we of course, you know, we've been working on the Visual Vibe acquisition, so we're pretty much at it on all a bit, you know, focusing on handling Visual Vibe and closing out on that. We're at a stage now where we feel it's time to execute on it, you know, based on our plans, especially moving into the senior market. I need to show some stronger financial performance moving forward. So we think that we should be close with that by the end of Q1 is the plan.
For Visual Vibe or Idea's execution?
Idea's execution.
And Visual Vibe is closed already?
Well, we've met pretty much, we have final, I would say, like regulatory, legal, you know, work that we're completing, but iCreate is in the company now. We're operating, working with the founders there and so forth, while we, you know, put the I's and cross the T's. So we'll send out a formal notice when everything has been completed on that side.
So how much will you own in both companies?
100%. iCreate will own 100% of both companies. And, you know, we're looking at different options as it relates to, you know, Visual Vibe, Idea's execution, whether we, you know, we list them on the junior market, whether we sell a percentage stake to our strategic investor. So we're looking at multiple options at this time. But currently we're 100%. We will be 100% owners on both fronts.
Have the prices been finalized?
For Idea's execution?
Both of them.
Oh, definitely. Well, prices have been finalized. You would have noticed last year for Visual Vibe, we had our EGM where we, you know, saw shareholder approval to convert a certain amount of debt from private investors to equity, and also another portion of shares that would reflect what the balance of the payment would be. So for as a company, we would have executed on our obligations around that. And so at this point in time, all the price, everything have been worked through. I mean, Visual Vibe, as you know, been working on it the entire time last year. So that's pretty much 99% there. And ideas execution, we have agreed on a price also.
So what's the price?
Not yet.
You know, I have to ask. It's my job. I asked particularly because the last time you came on the show, we spoke about a rights issue that you were pursuing. That hasn't happened yet. And so how are you financing these major purchases?
Yeah. There are a number of ways. As you noticed with the Visual Vibe one, a lot of it came through private debt to complete the payment obligations and so forth. There are other ways. You know, the good thing is that Kevin sees iCreate long-term. So he's not just selling the company out, you know, in terms of, okay, I'm gone, take this money and I'm out. But he'll be in as an executive chairman of the board for ideas execution. He will also take shares in iCreate. So that is a non-cash type of transaction. And, you know, it's something that Kevin sees himself as, you know, a strategic investor in this. Especially having that company that he has started. So there are a number of ways of working it through. Last year we raised, $3 million US cash around the Visual Vibe side. We've raised other capital for other projects and so forth. So, we've gotten some good institutional investors on board last year. The JPS Pension Fund, VM pension funds, so it's a good indication of, you know, where are we going and the type of support that we'll have. And obviously we're looking to build that out because we have a very aggressive fundraising plan this year to execute on some of those acquisitions.
All right. So speaking of that, let's talk about the rights issue. Tavia D had that same question. She or he wanted to know what's the timeline on that?
Boy, every day I meet iCreate shareholders on the road, that's the one thing they ask more than anything else. The rights issue is, you know, it's not something we can speak much about, obviously, because there are, you know, guidelines around that. What we know is that our entire team has been working on the documents, submission has been made. And, you know, we're just ensuring that we have the right information, well-structured, and all the regulators are comfortable with that. And hopefully it will be soon, but, you know, just asking the market for a little bit more patience. They've been holding out a little while now, but I think we'll be getting there pretty soon.
Anything else that you're looking at for fundraising outside of the rights issue?
We have a diverse view around fundraising. So as you see, we're doing the rights issue, but we've also done private debt last year. As I said, we're looking at the subsidiaries now that we have that are very strong. Maybe there's room for a strategic investor. Maybe it is an IPO for that entity. So from the iCreate group level, we have multiple layers as it relates to fundraising that we're looking at.
All right, so we have a lot of questions from the audience already, Tyrone. Let me start taking some of them, because some of them were the same questions I was going to ask, so might as well I ask on their behalf. The first one comes from Jermaine McDonald. He wants to know, what's the plan for migration to the main market? What's the timeline for it?
Okay. Greetings, Philip and Jermaine. Hope you guys are well. No, so plan in terms of migrating, you know, as we know, we have exceeded the capital, the maximum amount we can raise on the junior market, right? As a result of that, the almost automatic thing to do is to seek to move to the main market. As it is now, based on the rules, we are, you know, quote and unquote in, I wouldn't say violation or so, it's a strong word, but we're not within the guidelines of what the rules stipulate. So I create migrating to the main market needs to happen like very soon. So our team, our corporate secretary, Dimitri Adams, our team, we've made the necessary communication to the stock exchange. We're working on the application, putting together the necessary board resolutions and so forth to move that process along. But we think we'll be there within the month of February, this month.
So a follow-up to that question comes from Roger, who wants to know, why not stay on the junior market and avoid the 5 years, or keep the 5 years tax break versus going to the main market where that benefit is not there? And I think you've answered the second half of the question as well.
Yeah, I think if, you know, we have to be guided by the rules of the market. The obvious rule here is that if you have raised more than 500 million in paid up capital, then you would need to migrate to the main market or have a conversation with the junior market around remaining on the junior market. But either way, you would not keep those tax benefits. Those tax benefits would not be attributed to the listed company once you've passed that threshold.
Okay. Chris wants to know, will iCreate enter the lending or loans market?
Well, we're a digital and creative group. I don't see us getting in the lending loan markets. But
I know what makes Chris ask that. Yeah. Do you know something we don't know?
You never know. No, I don't know why Chris asked that.
Sure, there must be a reason. I don't know. All right. So no plans to enter that market. Jermaine again wants to know, what's the latest with the Get Paid acquisition? He says he never heard any further details on that one.
Yeah, that has been closed since last year, operating fully within the business. It was a small acquisition, and I think the details of that will be in our annual report.
All right. Speaking of your annual report, so according to the Observer last year, during your AGM, you told shareholders that iCreate would have embarked on an aggressive mergers and acquisition push, and that's what we're seeing right now, yes, as you're seeking to diversify the income stream. And at that time, you highlighted that the goal was to reach $2 billion in revenue and $1 billion
US
in total comprehensive income.
No, $2 million US. $2 million US in revenue and $1 million USD in profits was the plan.
So did you get there? Did you achieve this?
No, we did not achieve that in 2022, but the plan remains the same for 2023. And, you know, obviously with the idea around the 2-to-1 strategy last year was having Visual Vibe being a part of the books, but that one wasn't started for 2022. So, you know, it will be a part of our numbers this year. So, especially with ideas execution too, we know that we'll surpass that for sure.
So, all right. So we're hearing about these new things that you're doing, these acquisitions, but how's your core business doing? The education, the courses, all that stuff that you traditionally were known for.
Well, you know, I am doing a lot in the space, right, at the moment. Not just as iCreate, but as Tyrone, the entrepreneur. So iCreate Group is a digital and creative group of companies. That's what we do. You know, I also have Parallel, which is my real estate company, which is not a part of iCreate. And then just yesterday I launched my investment holdings company, Kentair Holdings, which is also not a part of iCreate, but is a majority shareholder in iCreate. So those three things now are what I'm doing from where I sit. Outside of that, with iCreate, you know, Khalilah, I would say the school is no longer our core business. You know, we're a digital and creative group with strong subsidiaries and divisions that each of them have an aggressive plan for growth to contribute to the overall financial performance of the company. So yes, we started out as iCreate Institute, which, you know, is doing pretty well. Obviously we're looking at it now to inject more capital to expand throughout the region. But, we're also paying close attention to our advertising division, which with Visual Vibe, Creative Agency, and Ideas Execution, with all of those businesses once fully sorted and within the group, those will contribute significantly to iCreate's performance. In fact, this year, our advertising division will deliver the strongest results for us as a group. So we're
what just, do you do in the advertising division? Do you produce the ads?
So we have the agency, which we do the creation of content and ads. Our core there is the video production. That's what we're strongest in. The Visual Vibe will form part of our advertising division too, and Ideas Execution. So when you look at our advertising division now, it's a solid kind of full service approach. Not only can we create the ads for you, but we can distribute them through our network across the island. If you have your brand that you need to reach a certain segment of the market in terms of branding, market research, in terms of, distribution of your content, there is the Ideas Execution side also. So we have a very strong value proposition on the advertising side. And, of course, as we go along, we're building out the other units, but we think that will be the breakthrough division this year.
Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing those on the balance sheet. Before I move on to some of your personal projects, which you started mentioning earlier, you do have a new appointment coming to iCreate. Can you tell us about that yet?
Later this week. Give me some time. We'll make the disclosure by Thursday. But pretty excited about that one.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't want to tell us the name. Can you tell us the position?
Yeah, we're appointing a deputy CEO and COO for iCreate.
Or two positions.
No, it's a dual role, but it's one person.
One person. And what a deputy CEO, you're the CEO. So what will that person's role be as opposed to yours?
Well, as you notice now, just based on what we are doing at iCreate, obviously when you look at a Visual Vibe, we'll be sorting a board of directors for that to have its own operations, financial targets, governance and so forth. The same with the other subsidiaries. I'm currently the chairman for Get Paid. I'm currently the executive chairman for the Creative City. So when you look at my time in the company, I'm pretty stretched in terms of, my daily duties. So as we mature, it's part of a young, fast-growing company. These are the things that happen. But as you get there, you have to now look at the company and say, okay, how do I relieve the CEO of some of these duties to have him focus more in our own long-term strategy, to focus around investor relations, to focus around fundraising, and just pretty much being, like for me specifically, utilizing my creativity more to impact the company. So our deputy CEO will be focusing, on a lot of those areas, the financial aspect of it, working with the CFO, board relationships, the strategic plans for, the subsidiaries, monitoring revenue, there's a lot there that we have on the table for iCreate that needs a lot more minds around it. We have Declan Tully already coming from Trend, who came from Trend Media, who's the chief revenue officer of the company and has now taken over as CEO for Visual Vibe also. So we have a lot going on now. And, this appointment is part of our strategy to ensure we're people first in terms of the leadership that we need.
Boy, I tell you, You're onto something with hiring a deputy. I feel like I need a deputy CEO for KRM right now.
Yes, I hear
what you said. I did not know. And I told you this yesterday when I saw you. I did not know that being a CEO, like 80 to 90% of your work is just thinking. Like your brains get tired just from the strategizing and figuring stuff out.
And that's why you have to free up your time to do, you know, especially when it's a young company, fast growing company, the idea generation and all of that is critical in terms of survival.
So Chris wants to know, he says, don't you think you're taking on too much with all those acquisitions?
Nothing is too much, Chris. We're not even a $1 billion company as yet in terms of revenue. iCreate is here to be a digital and creative group of companies. We are looking to be as big as we can to make as big an impact that we want. And it will involve, as I said 2 years ago, and continue to say in my interviews, an aggressive merger and acquisition strategy. The digital and creative field is very attractive. It's a global powerhouse in terms of its potential. And we have several divisions at iCreate that want to build out, and we're either going to do it organically. It's a combination. We're going to do so organically, and we're going to do so from mergers and acquisitions. So definitely not taking on too much. You know, we have a good team, we have a supportive board, we have a capable board with folks who have years of experience in this, like an Ivan Carter, for example. During his time at Sagicor, he oversaw several acquisitions, including RBC Bank, RBTT Bank here in Jamaica. Being a part of that, being a part of acquisitions around the Jewel Resorts and you name it. So we have good support here. And you know, we'll continue to work on those.
All right, so let's move on to your personal projects now. You have been dabbling in real estate. I even know if dabble is the right word. The chalet.
Yes, so it's a little bit beyond dabbling now.
Yeah. Yes. What's the chalet and what's your role in it?
Right. So chalet is a couple of things, right? Chalet is a development, the first development by our new real estate company called Parallel Real Estate Ventures. It's a company owned by myself and a few other partners. I'm currently the executive chairman for Parallel. My friend Brian Hayden is the CEO who pretty much drives the day-to-day around Parallel. Our first project is the chalet. It's in Senton, and that is a project in which iCreate has acquired pretty much that specific real estate project only for investment purposes, cash flow purposes. So it's a one-off real estate, residential real estate project for iCreate also. But Parallel is our new company that I'm pretty excited about. We have a number of deals on the table. And this one is a very good start. It's not a big project. It's a 1 acre land, but it's 13 units. We currently have approvals for 8 units, and we're increasing that to 13 now. It's in the Bengal Beach area in Senton. Just last month, we got real estate board approval, so pretty much can now accept deposits and complete sales and so forth. We're expecting
tourism related property.
Yeah, I would say it's a perfect investment property, especially if you want to Airbnb, because what we've done, we're building that out to fully service, you know, let's say you're a guest there, you book through Airbnb or whatever other means, and you're a guest there, you know, we have living quarters for our the house, you know, keepers, the chef, the groundsman. We pretty much have a full self-sustaining setup. We have a gym with a digital wellness hub, several pools, from whether it's a plunge pool at the unit or the general pool area, entertainment area. It's a very well thought through project, and Studio Core has pretty much done such a great job for us on that as architects.
what's going to be the price range of these units?
So it's starting at approximately 250,000 US for the one bedroom units, approximately, because we're still finalizing on the prices, but that is where going up to maybe about 500,000 USD.
Okay, yeah, that's more than doubling.
Yes.
So moving on to Kintyre now, which you announced yesterday. So this is brand new. What is Kintyre Holdings?
So you know Kintyre? That is the first thing I'll ask.
I know the area, yes. I've been there.
Yes, so that's where I grew up. It is within the inner city community. It's in Papine area, inner city community.
Right. That's where you go down
through the valleys, cross the bridge, and you're in Kintyre, you know. So it's named after where I grew up, where I spent my early days, nurtured. It's an investment holding company, you know, very similar to it that is well known, is like a Panjam group. You know, the purpose is to invest in forward-thinking, transformational businesses / entrepreneurs. Kintyre Holdings' biggest and most public holding right now is iCreate Group, in which we own about, I think it's 45% or so in the company. We also have a 25% stake in Parallel. So that is, you know, a Kintyre Holdings investment, and we're starting something in tourism in terms of destination wedding. So that is coming very soon, right? So that company, I'm currently chairman and CEO of it. We have a team though, you know, we have a chief investment consultant, which I think is with you tonight, Keisha Bailey, who have been working very closely with me on it. We have
Big up Keisha.
Yes, big up Keisha. We have a chief financial planner and analyst also in the company. So we have a team actually that, you know, works on all of these deals and support the companies or portfolio companies. And we're looking to go all the way with Kintyre Holdings. We're looking to go all the way with Parallel. We're very bullish on Jamaica, is what I'll say, Khalila. I think there are so many opportunities here for us to contribute to building the company. It's not just about creating wealth for ourselves, but really helping to transform the country that we live in. And I just remember growing up in Kintyre and having, you know, big dreams. Even though I was in the inner city, I was in the ghetto, had big dreams. And what I learned very early is that whatever you want, you have to work hard for it, but it's also possible for you to achieve it. And if you look on Kintyre Holdings' tagline, it's see, believe, achieve, which is what I learned growing up in Kintyre. So I'm very excited about that venture. Very excited about Parallel, very excited about iCreate. And as you can see, there are all different companies, real estate, digital creative services, investment, / financial side. So very diverse in terms of how my plans and vision for myself as an entrepreneur.
Well, Devon wants to know if you have any plans to list Kintyre Holdings. I'm going to throw in Parallel as well.
You know, I firmly believe that, I firmly believe in the stock exchange, is what I can say, right? I think any business I'm heavily involved in, I would want to have it listed. We're here to create wealth for ourselves and others and unlock capital and the potential of capital. So the stock exchange, you know, I'm a big proponent of the stock exchange and what it does and what it can do and what it continues to do.
So that sounds like a yes.
It is almost like a yes. Like that's where I'm going. You know, it's not one thing I would keep on the hood, but we're definitely looking. But no timeline along them for sure as yet, but definitely interested.
Okay, all right, good. Good to know. Let me see, what else do we have? We have more questions. Nadia Cook wants to know, how does this affect shareholders? Will there be dividends?
This what
I guess
exactly?
everything, I would assume, because this question came in a while ago and I'm just getting to it.
It's
I
maybe
think she's
the
talking
acquisition.
about the acquisitions, yeah.
Yeah, I think and that's why we have been working so much on targeting companies such as Visual Vibe, such as Ideas Execution, mainly because, listen, we have a very good set of shareholders and patient. They have been through it with us, through our losses, through our declining stock price, to now our rapid rise. And I think the next major thing on my list is to be able to start to pay dividends to our shareholders. And that's where we're going in terms of, being so aggressive about our M&A strategy, because if we're not, I don't think shareholders would be acceptable to being a part of this company for 5 years and not receiving any dividends.
All right. Next question comes from Anil, who wants to know any plans to bring in new investors to take up some of those new shares that will be created when the company moves to main market. Is that how it works? You're going to have new shares?
Not necessarily. It's pretty much just a graduation. So, you're not obligated to create new shares, but to kind of also look at it another way in terms of O'Neill is that obviously we're very active in the market, and there will be opportunities for targeting new investors to come in. We've done some of that last year, have some good institutional investors, and now, moving to the main market, depending on our plans and opportunities, we will be coming to the market again.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us, Tyrone, and
Thanks.
all the best with your upcoming ventures and get some rest. I
Yes, I mean, I
know,
guess. No,
you recover from the birthday.
LeBron might become the number one scorer in the NBA tonight, and that game is 10 p.m. So I might not get any sleep. I can't. I have to. Yes,
Okay.
live.
Well, okay. Well, I'm in my birthday season, so you guys probably don't know, but I'm February, so my birthday's coming up Saturday.
Yes,
So
remember I
if you want
said
to send me a present, not just you, Tyrone, talking to the viewers now, if you want to
the
send me
party.
something,
A party.
I should get a Cash App because I missed some donations.
Yes.
All right. Thank you again, Tyrone. All the best.
Thank you. Take care. Yes.
Okay, so we're having a delay with our next segment. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, guys. We're still waiting on market recap, but in the meantime, let me just take some more of your questions. Well, comments, really. You have a lot of comments here. Kai says, wait a second. So iCreate is poised to become a one-stop shop regarding digital media, teaching, production, distribution, and full networking at this rate. Nadia says, I want to say on a personal note, keep doing big things and inspiring the younger generation living with sickle cell. Dreams do come true. Let me see what else. Imran says, that is it, Tyrone. Gotta watch GOAT. Okay. Cheryl says, proud of these young entrepreneurs. Continue to build. Bullish on Jamaica. Nice. Lee Sin, vision, believe, achieve. What's this other one? Oh, Chris, I never did ask this one. Wanted to know if Tyrone was interested in acquiring anything in agriculture, especially agro-processing. Let me see, what else do we have here? Barry White saying, so proud of these young and new generation entrepreneurs. The environment is ripe and they are exploiting. Jamaica corporate is truly in good hands. Roger raising questions about the pricing of the complex in Bengal Bay, says nothing quoted in Jamaican dollars, only US. I wonder which country we're living in. You know how it goes, Roger, especially in real estate, especially in tourism areas. Who else do we have? Nick says Tyrone is inspiring. Tavia says the chalet looks great and fancy, but it's expensive though. I mean, hey, is it beachfront? You know if it's beachfront, Keisha? I don't know, Keisha's backstage. Yeah, tourism area, it will be expensive. Ricky talking about a completely different thing, saying we should invite Tesla to build a gigafactory in Jamaica. A gigafactory? What's that? Just a big factory? Right location, reasonable labor costs, access to certain raw materials. You really want Elon Musk come to Jamaica, Ricky? You really want Elon? I feel like Elon is a madhead, you know. Raquel says, Tyrone, you're doing a great job, Tyrone. Philip, Tyrone, you have a lot of fans watching the show tonight. Philip saying, keep on pushing, Sir Tyrone. Big things, love to see it. So yeah, Jermaine wanted to know, what's the current quarter looking like for iCreate? You know how they go. Then every time I try to ask those questions, they're like, oh, we can't tell you until the numbers are published because of JSE rules and blah, blah, blah. So that's how it always goes. All right, so I am going to go straight into our next segment, which is the analysts. While we await our market recap, hopefully we can have that for you before the end of the show, and you can still see what the highlights of the past week were. And we also have January highlights, the best and worst for January. In the meantime, let me just start our next segment. So we are looking at, I don't have all the fancy montages that we normally have because everything just, tonight is one of those nights where technology is just not working with us right now. So we're going to play all that nice stuff later. This segment of the analysts is brought to you by, who's our sponsor tonight? I think it's JMMB, Jamaica Money Market Brokers. Oh, we do have our poll question before that. So in tonight's poll, what do you think about the measures in the new Road Traffic Act? What do you think about the measures in the new Road Traffic Act? You know, that's been quite controversial. So here are your options. A, the fines are ridiculous. B, great. We need more discipline on the road. C, need some revision. D, I don't care. Other, leave a comment. So you can take that poll on Twitter or on our YouTube channel. What do you think about the provisions in the new Road Traffic Act? And while you're at it, make sure you hit that like button. And we're going to get right into our next segment right now, which is the analyst brought to you by JMMB. And I'm joined by Keisha Bailey, financial consultant and CEO of Profit Jumpstarter. And the lady who we just heard is also on the board of, is it iCreate or
which? Kintyre Holdings.
Kintyre Holdings. Ah, yeah. Okay. Welcome, Keisha.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Happen to be in Jamaica too.
Yes, happen to be in Jamaica at the KRM studio, right here.
right. She's there. Like right there. I could.
Right there.
She's in the studio. I wanted her beside me, but I couldn't. Yeah, we needed a separate cameraman in order to make that work, so I had to put her over there in the corner. fresh from Puerto Rico too. We got that PR glow.
Yes, fresh. That was a good trip. The Millionaire Summit. We were, absolutely, you know, rubbing shoulders with millionaires for a week. It was very good.
I was going to make a joke, but I'll tell you off air. You already know what it is, right?
Right, yeah. Off air joke.
Inside joke. Ooh, okay, all right. God bless. We're talking about jobs. And it's the U.S. jobs, because the U.S. jobs report is out, and it shows an increase of over 500,000 jobs in January. 517,000 jobs have been created, crushing estimates. We're seeing unemployment hit a 53-year low in the U.S. So what are the implications here?
Well, one of the big things for U.S. jobs, remember last year, with all of the interest rate hikes across the world, one of the main measures that the Fed was targeting was unemployment, because they needed to bring down the price of everything, wages being one of those things, payroll. So they wanted people to be earning less so that the inflation number would be smaller. To get that to happen, you needed to have layoffs. And so 2022 was painful because that push with higher interest rates was forcing companies to have higher operating costs. And therefore, they would say, well, you know, we may have to cut back on some workers to save costs. That now, with the January numbers, the expectation was that in the U.S., we should have less jobs. But it turned out we had more jobs because the January jobs report showed that 517,000 new jobs were created compared to 187,000 jobs that were expected. So the U.S. economy was expecting that in January, they would have created 187,000 new jobs. But in fact, 517,000 jobs were created.
That's way more. Yes. That's like more than double. Yeah, more than double, more like 200 and 150% thereabouts. So what led to this big increase, this big unexpected increase?
So lots of the hiring came within the leisure and hospitality segment. The thinking then is that, you know, outside of Keep, China, the last major country to reopen, everybody there now needs to travel. So the leisure sector has been picking up in terms of jobs in hotels, travel jobs, and so forth. So a lot of new jobs were added in that sector because of that. Also, we had professional and business services. They were next in line. Government jobs, I guess more regulatory oversight, that was added, and then also healthcare jobs. So because of all of that, the unemployment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.4%. That's the lowest level since 1969. So most people in the U.S. are working. Around 90-something percent of persons are working. Of course, there's a percentage of persons who aren't actively looking for a job, but most persons who are looking for jobs have a job. So the thing that's in question now is, what's the Fed going to do? Because remember, their big thing was that we need to get people out of jobs so that wages can fall. So So the thing is then, what's the Fed going to do? Are they going to continue with more rate hikes and you see your credit card bill, your mortgage rate, and all of that going up? Or are they going to start slowing the pace on hikes? And of course, you know, that will roll over into Jamaica because higher rates in the U.S. mean higher rates may come to Jamaica because the BOJ would have to defend the Jamaican dollar. So right now, everyone's watching to see what's the Fed going to do in February. Are we getting a bigger hike? Are they slowing down the pace of hikes? Because that trickles back over into our beautiful island. What's going to happen? The BOJ would have to react based on what the US Fed does. So all eyes out for that one.
Hey, so explain this to me. The Fed doesn't want so many jobs? The Fed wants people to not work?
They want their wages to fall. So remember back in 2020 with the pandemic, a lot of people came out of the workforce. They say, look here, tired of working. Beyonce came out with her song. You can't, you know, break my soul. Everybody was happy to just stay home. The great resignation occurred. Now, because of that, employers had to raise wages to get people to want to work. So the prices for wages, salaries went up, which created inflation. So the Fed had to come in now, bring those numbers down, and one of those numbers is payroll, salaries. They have to bring that lower.
So I'm still trying to understand. So people not working is gonna bring salaries down?
Yes, because they will also, so here's the trickle effect. Raise interest rates, the cost of operating a business goes up. Employers, the company will say, hey, it's very expensive. We need to cut back your hours, but we can't afford to pay that much anymore. The trickle effect is that these employees spend less because they have less money. The demand for goods will fall. So the prices of general goods and services will fall. So inflation would fall. That's the academic, long-winded answer. But academic and reality is two different things. Mm-hmm. The academic route is that. But in reality, what happened is that people have a lot of money saved up from the pandemic because they weren't going out. So when they got less hours, they said, well, I still can keep spending because I have money that I had saved up during the pandemic. So they were still spending. The demand, aggregate demand, was still high. So the equation broke down in reality.
Kish says, interesting analysis. And then we have
a course, a mini course on inflation.
Yeah, a whole treatise on economics taking us to school. Roger says, then how that part never reached Jamaica to increase my pay? I don't like that.
Yeah, that part never trickled over. That part never trickled over at all.
The inflation trickle over, but we're not getting a raise of pay.
Right.
Is that your earbuds fell out?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so how does this impact our portfolios, especially first for those who invest in U.S. markets and then here in Jamaica? How could it impact us?
All right, so the thing is, work back again to interest rates and the impact on different investments. How do interest rates affect different operating companies? Companies with a lot of debt, they're going to be more in a struggling position because what happened, higher interest rates mean higher debt costs for them. So they're going to have to get creative in terms of getting higher revenue, right? You could also see companies doing a lot of acquisitions because now the market environment is changing. So you can have companies doing a lot of acquisition. Case in point, what we had tonight, you can see that now acquisition type strategy because of this big pivotal change occurring in the economy. The flip side of it can be companies that have a lot of cash on their balance sheet, they may also be looking now to start making strategic investments. So what we'd be looking for as investors is, based on these things that we see happening in the world with higher interest rates, what types of companies will benefit from this? Whether in Jamaica, internationally, it's the same story. What kind of companies are going to benefit from a higher interest rate environment? And then you'd want
to... So tell me now, which kind of companies will benefit from a higher interest rate?
You know where that information is? Shameless plug. It's Inside Money Mission. Exactly where it is with that. We sat down and recorded all of that content. That's exactly where it is in a whole lot of detail. That's where it is because first you have to assess, all right, where are we in that global economic cycle? I mean, Steve obviously doing equal work and research. Banks would be one of those areas because they benefit from higher interest rates based on how banks take money. So you want to look out for these types of companies right now for your portfolio.
Yeah, so let me just piggyback on that shameless plug that Keisha did on our behalf, because Keisha is inside Money Mission as well. Go to KalilaReynolds.com/masterclass to get the masterclass, the Money Mission masterclass. Keisha has a whole module in there where she explains all of this stuff and how you can figure it out for yourself and, you know, get those leads for yourself and know what companies to invest in. Let me see what... Kai says, is this why we've been seeing so many blue chip companies laying off recently, in part to drive profitability by having to pay out less in regards to salaries?
Right. So it could also be just same thing, operating costs and the company looking to maintain their level of profitability. Maybe so layoffs are cyclical. They happen all the time. Good times, bad times. We go through that cycle. So where we see the layoffs coming, can be good and bad. Bad for you if you're on the layoff train, you know, very bad. We don't want that. But good for the companies with their bottom line because they're trying to preserve how much profits they can have each year. The thing is, you know, money I have to make all the time. So even if you're on the layoff train, think about the investment side and how you can benefit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in tech. So he mentioned blue chip companies, but there's a lot going on in the tech industry with Amazon laying off. Which one did I hear today? Google. I heard some company today as well doing some layoffs. I can't remember which company I heard on the news just this evening. And it's it's also in tech. Yeah. So, yes. But what's causing that whole issue with tech? Why are they laying off specifically?
So back in 2020, what happened once pandemic hit and shut down, interest rate dropped to record lows, a lot of these tech companies went on a hiring spree. They said, well, you know, economic times looking favorable, because only up from here, this pandemic won't last very long. So they rapidly started hiring employees because they say, well, growth, 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 let's hire, because these are traditional high growth companies. So they hired a lot of employees. They didn't bank on higher interest rates eventually. So that was the missing piece with COVID, that a lot of the policymakers didn't see coming, this high inflation. So now with the higher inflation, operating costs are higher. The same high growth tech companies, to maintain any reasonable rate of growth, they have to lay off employees so that they can manage their costs. Once we go back into that cycle where things start rebounding, they're going to pick up again and start rehiring. But for now, those companies have to preserve profitability. So they're in that layoff cycle right now.
So Lance had it. Yes, it was Zoom. Zoom was the company I was trying to remember. Also Salesforce. I heard Salesforce today. Demar saying that PayPal laid off 2,000 people. Right. And Roger was asking if it's Microsoft, because they're also is across all of them doing it.
Yes, all and of then, the big tech.
Mm-hmm. And then Kifa, and you're absolutely right, Keisha, about what you said, 2020, the pandemic, hiring spree, because companies like Zoom took off in 2020. I didn't even know what Zoom was before COVID-19 hit. And then all of a sudden, everybody using Zoom, it became the standard. And now we have, you know, this tapering off and all these different economic conditions. Yes. Kifash, where the comment gone? Here it is. Says, no, the layoffs is because ChatGPT will eventually replace us all.
Kifash, I don't, well, AI, I look on it from the perspective of Alex Hormozi, which is AI makes you more efficient. I don't see it as a replacer of jobs or, you know, taking away a job. I hate AI. It will make us more efficient. So embrace it, Kefash. How can you become more efficient because of it?
I think so too, because you still need somebody to put the prompts into ChatGPT. It's not just going to just write on its own. Somebody has to tell it what to write. And also what I've noticed with ChatGPT is that if you are a poor writer in general and you don't give it the right prompt, you will get crap out of ChatGPT. You get out what you put in. So people who, you know, have the knowledge of how to use it and craft those prompts are going to get much better results. And you may also need to do some editing when you get back your results as well. What's interesting is how it's going to impact education, because now students just going to ChatGPT, write my homework.
Yeah, give me a little summary of this book.
I made the essay, make the AI write it. I heard today as well that who launched Bard? Google has just launched Bard AI, which is its answer to ChatGPT. Interesting.
Yeah.
I know Bard is, what a Bard is. Bard is like from Shakespeare times, a professional storyteller. So I guess with that name, they're saying that this is the Shakespeare of AI, you know? The writing quality is going to be that good. Nice. I'm looking forward to trying it out.
Very deep, Google. Deep.
yeah. So we're still waiting on market recap, by the way, guys. We had it and then it just wouldn't play. So we're still trying to get it in. Let me take a few comments in the meantime. So Lee Sin says tech jobs are definitely the future. I agree. Between AI and robotics, a lot is about to change in the next 10 years, a whole lot. Demar says US and UK look sticky bad with inflation. Saw an article where people spending £19.99 for a pizza and delivery cost is not in it. Is that expensive? I don't even know how much pizza costs in the US. Not that much. Because here that sounds like about normal for a pizza.
Now that's not cheap.
Right? Yeah. That's like 2,500, something like 3 grand. That's some kind of like price of a pizza. Kifash says, correct, AI will not replace us. The people using it will. You got to know how to use the tech. So I gave a speech recently at LASCO's Agent Awards, and the speech is on my YouTube channel. It was a few months ago, but I recently posted it. And I quoted from this movie named Hidden Figures. You ever see Hidden Figures with Octavia Spencer and Janelle Monáe and can't remember who the third person is, but they are playing Taraji. Taraji. So they are playing three Black American scientists who worked at NASA in the 60s, which is like, NASA, three black women. And you know what their job title was? Do you remember? You saw the movie, Keisha. Remember what their job title was?
The computers.
Computer.
Yeah.
Which is crazy in today's age because we don't think of computers as people. Computers are machines. This is a computer, not a person. And there's a scene in the movie where Octavia Spencer's character, because she's like the boss of the department, right? Of the computing department. And she, the NASA had just bought their first IBM computer. It's a massive machine. It takes up the entire room. And she goes over to look at the machine. And all the human computers know they're scared because they're like, oh my God, this machine is going to take our jobs. And she is like, listen, ladies, no. We have to learn how to use this machine. Because when they start using it and when they figure out all that it can do, they're going to need people to program the machine. And we need to know how to use it or else we're going to be out of a job. And it's the same thing that is happening now because computers have made us all more efficient. AI is going to make us all more efficient. It will replace jobs, but guess what? New jobs will be created because it's going to free up all that brain space that we have right now that we are wasting on inefficient tasks, such as writing a whole paragraph, a whole essay, a whole book that now a computer can do. 60 years ago, when computers were just invented, we were wasting time manually calculating rows and rows and rows of computations, which computers can do in seconds. And that seemed crazy at the time that, okay, it's gonna replace all these jobs, and now we just accept it. And so in the future, in the very near future, this is going to be the role that AI plays in our lives. We just have to know how to use it. And we are going to figure out new things to do with our brain capacity. So I'm excited for what it's going to do for us and where all of this is going to go. Let me see if we have our thing yet. Yes, market recap is playing now. So let me take a, somebody said studio has an echo. Yeah, we'll just plagued by technical issues this evening for some reason. Kai says, good movie indeed. Steve says that was NASA's first launch into space. It was a big deal. And it's Black History Month, so great fun facts for this evening. Thank you so much, Keisha, for your participation this evening. That was our analyst segment brought to you by JMMB. Let's go now into your market recap.
This segment of Taking Stock was brought to you by Bulwark Insurance Agency, insurance made easy.
Hey, moneymakers, join the KRM fam with our official merch. Get it now at KalilaReynolds.com. Let's get this money. Just 2 hours with me can change your life, but don't take it from me.
Why I decided to buy Kalila's Masterclass, which is, for me, was a game changer.
I'm Kalila Reynolds, financial journalist and educator, and I'm on a mission to help you get better with money. Take my all-new Money Mission Masterclass. We're talking about budgeting.
My top things today were about budgeting and investing.
We're kicking bad debt out the door.
And I also learn about how to pay off your credit card debt.
And I'm giving you the keys to wealth creation by helping you getting started with investing.
This masterclass helped me to start my investment journey.
I had so many takeaways.
The way that I look at money now and saving, I look at it different now.
With a bonus module from Keisha Bailey, my girl, the profit jumpstarter, who'll show you how to find great companies to invest in.
I've been in the investing industry now for over 18 years.
So give yourself the best gift. Go to KalilaReynolds.com/masterclass to join the Money Mission. Let's get this money. Time now for your market recap. The JSE Combined Index lost 2,000 points last week. 128 stocks traded across the main and junior markets for the week ending Friday, February 3, 2023. 64 made gains, 53 fell, and 11 stayed the same. 112 million shares changed hands in the Jamaican dollar market,
valued at $808 million. Wigton Wind Farm was last week's most traded stock, taking up 21% of the market. People bought and sold 24 million shares in the company. The stock lost 2 cents to open this week at 71 cents. Kingston Wharves traded the second highest volume, with people buying and selling 7 million shares. It opened the new week at $35. And 1&1 rounded out last week's most traded. It took up 6% of market volume, with 7 million shares trading. The stock opened the new week at $1.19. Now let's see who had the biggest gains for the week. JPS 7% was last week's top stock, up 78%. The stock was also January's best performer, up almost 600% to start February at $4.46. PBS USD was the week's second biggest gainer, up almost 31%. And rounding out last week's biggest gains was MPC Caribbean Clean Energy, up 29%. On the losing side now, Palace Amusement was the week's biggest loser, down 22%. However, the stock was the second biggest gainer for January, behind JPS. Knutsford Express was the week's second biggest loser, down 17%. And JMMB Group 7.25% VRJMD CR preference shares fell 14%. Now here's a look at some of the highlights for the month of January. The main index dipped 4%. While the junior market gained almost 2%, the financial index lost 5.5%, and the manufacturing and distribution index fell 1%. ISP Finance Services rounded out January's top stocks, up almost 49%. On the losing side, Radio Jamaica was last month's biggest loser, down 17%. Barita was the month's second biggest loser, down 16%, and Sterling Investments fell 15%. Over on the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange, the composite index lost 9 points last month. Massey Holdings, 48 cents TT. LJ Williams Limited was the market's biggest gainer, up almost 15% to open the new month at $2.70 TT. And on the losing side, Guardian Media fell almost 27% last month to $2.15 TT. It was a good month for U.S. exchanges. The Dow Jones was up 2%, while the S&P 500 climbed almost 8%, and the NASDAQ rose almost 15%. At the pumps, gas and diesel prices all rose $4.50 in January. In foreign exchange overall, the Jamaican dollar weakened against the USD for the month of January, losing $1.50 to close the month at $154.10 for one. USD.
All right, so we're still having our technical issues, unfortunately, but you got most of the market recap. You got most of it. I can basically tell you what was in the rest. Hold on, let me bring up the script and tell you what was in the rest of the market recap. We're almost finished with it. We got to dollars, right? So I think just crypto was after that. Let me see. Yeah, so for the dollars now, the JMD lost $1.50 against the USD in January. We also weakened against the Canadian and the British pound and the euro. And then for crypto now, Bitcoin had a little bit of a bounce back, climbing 39% to close January at $23,150. And Ethereum also rose 32% in January, and they ended the month at $1,587 for one ETH. Well, that is our show for this week, guys. Want to make sure that you like the video. Give us a like. Touch the like. Make sure you subscribe as well, and you share this video with a friend. Also subscribe to the newsletter. A lot of things are going to be happening at KalilaReynolds.com very, 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 very soon. Trust me, I'm putting in some serious work. Eh, what Tyrone says, CEO need time for strategize and think. I am doing a lot of strategic work right now, coming out of stuff that I learned from ROI. So you want to make sure that you are on that newsletter as soon as possible so that you have all the latest updates and stuff that's now free might be, you know, stuff that you have to pay for soon. So if you're already on the mailing list, you know, make sure you're one of the legacy subscribers. And also reminding you that when you subscribe, there is an incentive. You get a copy of my free broker guide. I saw somebody asking a question about brokers in the chat earlier, and you get that for free when you subscribe to the newsletter. Also, make sure you turn on those post notifications so that you can be the first to see everything when it drops, because we want to help people learn more about money so we can all get the money together. Right now, with the whole scandal in the industry, it is more important than ever that we understand what is going on with our money. Now, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Kalila Ray. We also have at KRM_business news on Instagram. These are my only accounts. I do not have any backup accounts, and I'm not gonna DM you asking you to send me $1,000 for no crypto investment or for any type of investment. I don't operate like that. I do not invest on behalf of people. I'm a journalist. So I give news and I give education. I do not trade for you. So I'm not going to ask you for money to trade on your behalf. That I just don't do that. I'm not licensed to do it. And even if I was, I don't want to do it, which is why I'm not going to get licensed to do it. Yeah. If you want to connect with the analyst this week, aka Keisha, check the description box below for her contact information. And of course, you can visit our website at KalilaReynolds.com for financial information you can use however you like it. You can watch, you can listen, or you can read. We have the podcast version. You can read the articles, which summarizes everything. And of course, we want to encourage you to tell a friend about taking stock, because investing is the new sexy. Why I think I dress up for it every week? Because investing sexy, yeah? So let's make it cool to talk about money. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Thanks for watching and see you next week from Belize. I'm traveling next week. So I need to drop a Cash App so you can send me some birthday presents. Man. I need to sign up or something. PayPal, send me a PayPal. Send me some money for my birthday. That's what I want. Yeah. See you next week.
This money.